This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Laura Zelaznik. The Daily Freeman reports that on May 29th, a New York prison guard was burned when he opened a mailed package. The 52-year-old corrections officer in Oneida County was severely injured, and Governor Andrew Cuomo called the explosion horrific. Local, state, and federal agencies are investigating whether the attack was related to his job. Quote, "There are a lot of unanswered questions," Oneida County Sheriff Robert Macchiol told reporters at a news conference. Quote, "And we're confident that with all of us working together, we can figure out who did this," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Robert Gavin in the Albany Times Union reports that after a judge ruled that a jury could hear a racist remark from former sheriff Jack Mehar's successor, Patrick Russo, attorneys for former police officer and Rensselaer County agreed to settle a federal discrimination lawsuit. Lieutenant James Karam's case against the county would have started May 31st. But instead, lawyers are meeting with the judge in the case to go over the settlement. Karam, who is Lebanese, was reportedly told by Russo that he, quote, should shave his goatee or he would be put back on the terrorist watch list, end quote. Karam's lawsuit alleges that Russo had, quote, made repeated reference to Karam's ancestry during staff meetings, intentionally and or negligently subjecting plaintiff to ridicule, disparagement, degradation, and humiliation, end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Times Union. Matthew Hamilton in Capital Confidential reports that New York voters are telling pollsters they won't vote for incumbent legislators if Albany does not pass any ethics reform. In recent weeks, leaders of both houses of the legislature from both parties were sentenced to prison on corruption charges. The governor has made one proposal on one issue that is not going anywhere in this session. But otherwise, no votes have been taken on ethics or transparency issues. In a Siena College poll released May 31st, 53% of voters say they are less likely to reelect their lawmakers without new anti-corruption measures, though 32% say inaction wouldn't affect how they vote. And 48% say they are less likely to reelect their state lawmakers because the whole legislature is tainted with corruption. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman on May 31st fired back after Donald Trump criticized him May 27th for a civil lawsuit against Trump University. Quote, "This is a hugely important case," Schneiderman said. "If you look at the facts of this case, this shows someone who is absolutely shameless in his willingness to lie to people, to say whatever it took to induce them into his phony seminars," end quote. On May 27th, a California judge announced he will release internal Trump University documents relating to a case being heard in San Diego. Trump, while bullying the judge in the case from a campaign stage, also made fun of Schneiderman, calling him a, quote, lightweight. Quote, "Obama meets with this dopey Eric Schneiderman," Trump said, suggesting that Schneiderman, quote, "hates our governor, Andrew Cuomo," end quote, "and wants to run for governor himself," quote, "but I don't think that's going to happen." They go up to Syracuse. He meets with Obama and they file a lawsuit, end quote. Schneiderman's 2013 civil lawsuit against Trump alleges students paid fees they didn't receive services for. Schneiderman has said that, yes, he got a $10,000 contribution from a firm involved in the case around the same time that Trump gave him $12,500, and said the judge's decision in California May 27th was correct. Quote, "You're not allowed to protect the trade secrets of a three-card Monte game," Schneiderman said. "You're not allowed to protect the trade secrets of conducting fraud, which is all the playbooks are," end quote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. This has been the WGXC News Update.